people. I just landed in.
You sure did. Welcome back if you've been here before. If you're stumbling across this from some weird internet rabbit hole, this is Hashtag Just Saying. While we're prostituting ourselves, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. If you hit the notification bell like it owes you money, it will let you know when we upload new content, which is usually every Friday.
Yes.
You can watch First 40 on the YouTubes. Listen where streaming things are streamed. You can catch the pre-show banter video on TikTok at Hashtag Just Saying, all one word.
Yes. Real Just Saying.
Prostitution complete.
We are clean whores.
Prostitution
we are not dirty
complete.
Whores. We are clean whores.
Freya, you know.
Well, the real Just Saying.
It's an over the sweater. Nothing under the shirt. You keep it clean around here. That made me laugh a lot more than it should have. Okay.
How's everybody?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Goodness. Oh,
I'm okay.
Just okay?
Yes.
Well, it's better than not okay.
Yeah. It's
nice out this week.
Was it?
A little bit.
I didn't get to experience any of that. Sad.
Spring poked its head and then it was like, nope, come back.
Spring sprung and then it went back?
That's right. Bounced. It bounced back.
Fair enough.
Yes.
It's so much.
Who wants to go first?
We were already talking about it.
Yes.
So should we just, I don't know if we started talking about it in the pre-show banter.
Yep.
Or if we started in between the setup.
Okay.
But the Beetlejuice
trailer is out.
Dropped.
Yes, it did.
Like, not.
It's a teaser trailer. It's not really a trailer. You couldn't call it a trailer.
I think it dropped yesterday.
Yes.
Drop it like it's hot.
Here are my thoughts.
Okay.
One, I don't like little kids singing. I find it creepy, and I realize that that's the vibe they were going for, but I don't like it.
Okay. No, sir, I don't like it at all.
It's like every horror movie, right? They have the little kids going, ring around the world, and it's like, no! Something bad's about to happen.
Freddy's coming for you.
Yeah, yeah, something bad is going to happen.
Yeah, and it does.
So they had the little kids doing Deo.
Yep.
Daylight come, and I'm like, no!
Well, shut up and go home,
by the
then.
Great Harry Belafonte.
I don't like any of this. I don't like any of it.
Rest in peace.
I do have my thought. It's not... I obviously have no inside information. They've kept the movie pretty, you know, tight. The trailer has a little funeral in it,
mm-hmm.
where you see Catherine O'Hara's character.
Mm-hmm. The mother.
What was her name? Something. I don't remember her name. Doesn't matter. The mother, yeah. And then the daughter, Lydia.
Yeah.
And then what we presume is her daughter.
Yep.
And they're at a funeral. And I was sitting there thinking, like, that has to be the dad.
Right.
Because, like, Hollywood won't hire Jeffrey Jones anymore.
Or could it be the Otho guy?
Well, why, you know, well, why would they be doing that, though?
I don't know.
I was thinking that, like...
Somebody died.
This would be a perfect explanation of why he isn't there.
Right.
Yes.
And why she is back in the town or whatever.
Is the guy
assuming
Otho still
left.
Alive?
I don't know. Probably not.
He was a weird character.
I don't know.
Which one?
The fat guy.
The guy who played Otho.
Shh. He's like, yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
You get to see Michael Keaton for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And it makes me think like, that was the reason they all had to go back to that house, you know. But we'll see.
The house is exactly the same. The town. She goes over the bridge.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, that bridge isn't really in the town. They built that just for the movie because they did that in the original movie as well.
And the bridge wasn't there when you and I went there.
No, there's no covered bridge. I know.
We didn't see that. Well, we didn't get to see the house either.
Yeah. No.
We didn't get that far, did we?
The house isn't there. But the school is. Oh. The hill the house is on exists.
Oh.
And the school is there.
Know what town is this?
It's a town in Vermont.
Oh, okay.
Which leads me right into the other thing.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, it's
go
like
right
I,
ahead.
It's like I planned it.
Segway.
Okay.
Beetlejuice 2, coming soon. All right.
So Beetlejuice 2, that comes out in September. Trailer, I'd rate
year,
that.
No.
I'd rate that like a 6.
Okay.
I'm obviously...
We need more.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm obviously still going to see it.
Right.
But I'm not like... Like, oh my God, I'm like, wow, this is 40 amazing.
40 years in the making.
Yeah.
Haven't seen the trailer yet, so I give it a 0.
I'm surprised you didn't see it. I'm surprised you
Scott, this
you'd be the first person to watch.
Sean's like,
too
nope.
Too occupied with helping my mom out.
Yeah. Well. So,
yes.
In this weekend.
Yes.
In Vermont.
In Vermont.
There is an eclipse totality happening in Vermont.
Totally just Vermont?
Eclipse of the sun.
You're just going to be able to see it from, like,
state.
Vermont. So the state officials are currently having emergency meetings in preparation for 50 to 200,000 visitors for this eclipse. And they let the kids stay home from school.
But it's this weekend.
Well, they got to stay home today. They got to stay home today.
Oh.
I was like... For an eclipse. You get to stay home for an eclipse.
They're spoiled. Wow. Kids are spoiled today than we were.
It's raining out. I can't go to school.
That never would happen.
Sun's out. Can't go to school.
My school would have been like, put your sunglasses on and come to school.
Well, back in August when school first started, like one day was really, really hot. Like
yeah.
Over 100 degrees, and they canceled school because it was too hot for the people, the kids that walked to school. They wanted, you know, dehydration. And,
oh, Jesus.
You know, what's it called?
Set them with some water.
Heat stroke. I'm like...
Jeez. Walk in the shade.
You shouldn't be going to school in August anyways. After Labor Day.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a little bit cooler.
That's what it used to be.
I know.
That's the way it should be.
Now they go in earlier and they get out later.
Well.
But in between, they get all these days off and all these half days. Uh-huh.
That's because they get all these damn days off. Less days off.
Teachers need a break too.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you there.
3-day weekend. Woo! I still got... 3 vacations.
Yeah.
3 vacation days or 3 vacation weeks?
Weeks.
Whoa, damn.
You got.
Do you know it takes 6?
Yeah. Christmas, which is. All right, I see Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then you get February vacation, which I think they should take away.
Right. Yeah. It's the coldest month of the year.
And then April vacation after that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need the one in between for already? You tired from being back already? It was nice when we went.
It's the shortest month. It's the coldest month. You should stay home.
Don't they get a break around Thanksgiving? Because
yeah.
I remember
that Wednesday.
I remember getting the half day on
like
Wednesday
a 4-day weekend.
And then not going back until the Monday.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You had like a pizza party before you.
Pizza party.
Not me.
Have fun with your family. Some
I
pizza.
Think it was. I think we got to just watch movies all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Ghostbusters.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Like Ghostbusters Afterlife. You get to watch, what was that horror film with the dog?
Cujo.
Yes. You get to watch Cujo?
I don't remember. I don't remember what we watched. It was usually like, I mean, there's really no Thanksgiving-esque type films.
Nope.
I mean, aside from, all through November, we tried to do, tried to find like Thanksgiving film recommendations. That was fucking hard. I won't be doing that shit again.
Oh, well.
Can only do
Planes,
so
Trains, Automobiles, and Charlie Brown thing.
Yeah. It's like pretty much it.
So there's an eclipse coming.
Yes, there's an eclipse coming.
You're back on track.
Get you, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Save
get
that pin falling out.
Get you in Vermont. Now. Today,
like, will we be able to see like a little bit?
I don't think so. I think there's something. I don't know why it's only there. Everybody's flocking to Vermont. I think the mountains. You get higher up. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we're always told not to look at the sun.
Well, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to during an eclipse.
I worship the sun. That's something I can see.
I can see it for a second.
Yeah.
So far away, and yet so
I don't,
close.
I don't have more information, unfortunately. My.
Now they have solar eclipses. They have lunar eclipses.
My spies in Vermont have not given me anything. It's since it's called an eclipse totality. I'm assuming it's a full straight on eclipse. Boom. Yeah.
It's dark out.
Tonight's forecast: dark.
So the eclipse is what, tomorrow or Sunday? And they had today off.
I don't know. Well, I think they had today off to, like, get them off the roads. Cause
to prep.
Get those
school buses out the room. We got people coming.
Because all the tourists coming in.
We got company.
It's sometime over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So guess what opened today, Friday?
What, Tara?
Ferris Bueller 2.
I was
Ghostbusters.
I was going to let that guy do it.
Yeah, finally. It is here.
The new Ghostbusters, I've heard very cold reviews for it.
Oh.
I'm feeling it right now.
Which, yeah. It's called Frozen. Oh.
That's where you were going with it.
That was an accidental pun. I love it. But they're kind of slamming it. Not as if that will deter me from seeing it. I'm still going to go see it.
People or the critics?
I just want the popcorn thing.
It's mostly critics, I think.
They slam everything that's fun to us.
Yeah, they really do.
All they want is those dramas that we don't care about.
The movies, the subtitle films.
Yeah.
You going to spring for one of those popcorn things, Joe?
I might.
You want to buy me one, too?
They might have one per customer.
Probably. It's only $40.
Only?
But it comes with popcorn. And popcorn's like, $15, $20 for a popcorn. So it's half.
I can't tell you the last time I got popcorn in a movie theater.
It's in a replica and it lights up. And
it's $40.
It's a replica ghost trap, in case you don't know. And then they also have a Slimer popcorn bucket with you.
Nice.
You got to take the popcorn out of his mouth.
Oh.
And like a Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man beverage thing.
Yeah. Nice.
Sip out of his hat.
So today, in preparation of the film coming out, I was watching an interview with some of the cast.
All right.
So the interviewer asked, it was Paul Rudd and the woman who plays like Egon's daughter.
Okay.
So the interviewer was asking them, like, what's the weirdest thing? Because Dan Aykroyd is apparently known for being very odd when he's on set.
Really?
Yeah. So the interviewer goes, what's the weirdest thing that Dan Aykroyd came up and wanted to talk to you about? And Paul Rudd, without hesitation, went, UFOs. He really likes talking about UFOs.
He didn't talk about his spirits? He got vodka now?
No, he didn't. Wasn't talking about that. He just wanted to talk about UFOs. And then the woman was going, yeah, UFOs and aliens. He really wants to talk to people about aliens. And then they asked the kids, and they were like, oh, he wanted to talk to us about, like, old trains and motorcycles and stuff.
Harley Davidson.
I thought, wow. Yeah, did
it sounds as odd as meeting Jeff Goldblum.
I don't think anything could be as odd as meeting Jeff Goldblum. The man is just, he's a strange duck, that one. But I just thought it was funny, because I didn't know that Dan Aykroyd had that reputation of just being a weirdo.
Me either.
And apparently
he'll learn something new every day.
He'll talk your ear off about aliens and UFOs.
They're not all green.
So expect that when you go to a signing?
I don't know. I don't think he does signings, but if you were to meet him on the street, he'll... So, Dan, what do you think about life out there? Oh, aliens on Mars.
Yeah, I know over the years he books himself at a bunch of different places to sign his vodka or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, yeah?
In the skull.
Yeah, what's the crystal skull vodka, I think it's called? Something like that. Poncho. Something like that.
Let us know.
I know he does those signings.
That's interesting.
I only hear of him going to the conventions.
No.
Just signing his damn vodka.
I can't imagine Dan Aykroyd just being like, I think I'll go to a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We
met Ernie.
Yes.
That sounds more like something Bill Murray
I'm glad we can say we met one of them.
Yeah. Randomly show up at a Comic-Con.
I miss going to those.
Now, is Rick, like, secretly in this movie?
Not that I've heard.
Mole's still hiding.
I seriously doubt it. He's not hiding. He has a radio show in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Lewis, he's like the Crispin Glover of Back to the Future.
Lewis Tully.
Wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well,
Crispin has his reasons.
I personally have mixed emotions about that because he said, specifically, he said, I never retired from acting. He said, people just assumed that I did and stopped calling me. And then when the female one had come out,
right?
People were like, oh, did they ask you to be in that or something? And he said, no. And then he said that it's not something that he would do because he's done it before. He did two of them. As far as he's concerned, he's done. Uh-huh. So, but then there were rumors about there being a new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing, and he was on track to do it. And I thought, weren't there like four of those freaking things?
I know.
Yes.
And yet,
Honey, we shrunk ourselves.
So I don't know. I said that's just confusing information because you're willing to do like four or five of this type of movie, but only two of this type of film.
Our kids are missing. They're in the backyard. Right, honey? She faints.
They're there somewhere.
Dan Aykroyd's aliens crept off with them. And, yeah.
Earthquake. No, worse. Lawnmower. Anyways.
Jeez.
So Ghostbusters. Can't wait to see it.
I think Rick should have come back.
Yeah.
And have it end up being him and Annie Potts, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Actually ended up together. They hooked up in the second one. Why not have them, you know, they've been married all this time, or, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what they should have done.
You never know. They could have done that.
If he's up for it.
We haven't seen the movie yet, so.
I don't know. He's
could have, you know, like a cameo. You never know.
I saw one article online that it made it look like he was coming back.
I just want no one to ruin it before I see it. Don't ruin the movie before we see it.
Okay. I'm probably going to be a couple weeks before I get to see it.
Oh, yeah. I'll be after Easter.
The article had a picture of Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Looked like he was coming back for this one.
Yeah.
It was like a bait and switch thing.
Bait and switch.
Yeah.
It wasn't him that's coming back. It's someone else.
Well, Annie Potts came back.
Yeah. Hmm.
The article was for Slimer.
And Slimer, and then I know.
Oh, she was in that last one.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, and for 2 seconds.
I know William Atherton is back, because he was in, and that's not a shock because he was in the trailer.
I'm glad to hear he's back.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be good interesting. Old Peck. Yeah, Walter Peck.
To go back a little bit, I heard Willem Dafoe is in Beetlejuice. I guess he's like a police officer or something. But in the other world, like after world,
he's another odd person.
Willem, sorry, not William.
Willem Dafoe. He's odd looking, by the way.
Yeah.
Not as if I should judge, but he's an odd. He seems like an odd.
Don't
duck.
Judge me.
Odd duck, that fella.
Yeah,
I liked him in Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's alright in Spider-Man. There's a another. Well, I'm sure he's done many films, but. He did a film called Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a really great movie, and he plays kind of like a bad guy, like a hitman kind of guy.
Hmm.
And he was really good in it, but he's still odd. Doesn't take away from the fact I think he's odd.
We're getting a good list here of odd actors. Huh?
I know. I see you got your...
I do.
Your little notes up.
I got my notes.
Got your notes up.
What do you got, Sean?
I ain't got shit.
What? Sean!
I'm bouncing off the Ghostbusters thing today.
Okay, let's see. I sent you both a trailer for the Star Wars Acolyte.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough because it's like, I do like the franchise, right? But I just think that there's been so many. I do like The Mandalorian. I thought although I haven't seen the last season that came out.
Right.
And I do like the Boba Fett show. I thought that was pretty good. And Obi-Wan.
It's the Boba Fett show.
I liked it okay.
Yeah.
The last few episodes were the better of the episodes.
Right.
Other than that, it's been a lot of like saturation, where they're giving us a lot.
Yeah,
at one time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Well, this takes place 100 years before Phantom Menace. So, yeah, it's like
a prequel's different... prequel.
Yeah. So, I mean...
And we're...
We'll see who's in it for, yeah, like, characters that we know.
We'll see. So, but... Maybe I need to see a little more of it.
I'm looking at them like, that's the girl from freaking Carrie Ann Moss. She was in the Matrix. She's from the Matrix. I'm like, why is she...
She was in The Matrix, and now she's in space.
She's in Star Wars.
Dan Aykroyd, alien.
All relates.
And that's coming out in Disney Plus.
Yeah, because they can't.
They own everything.
They do. They've made a ton of money. That was the smartest purchase they ever made.
That and Marvel.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marvel.
Oh, dear.
They released the X-Men 97 animated series.
I heard.
It's really good. There's only been two episodes, but each week they release another episode.
Yeah. I'm watching him. Joe got us all.
Spiced Coke.
I think you can see it. There we go. With spiced the light. Coke. It is Spiced Coke.
Yes.
There we go. Almost matches the background. Look at that. The colors. What's your take? Your hot take?
Because I had one last night. And...
He's just over there. Num, num, num.
It smells, it tastes like something I used to have as like
now,
a
now I gotta
candy
pop.
Or something.
Now I got to pop mine open because you did it.
To me, it smells and tastes like Pop Rocks.
Wow. That is a very, it almost has a fruity smell.
Yeah. To me, it tastes like Dr. Pepper, but that's just me.
It's incredibly effervescent.
All right.
Ooh. Wow.
What do you think?
That's odd.
Like all these characters, these people that we're talking about.
Wow.
Like a cherry Dr. Pepper.
There's like a cherry aftertaste to it.
It's supposed to be strawberry.
I disagree strongly.
Pretty good.
For me, it's like a mouthful. Horrible. Mouthful of popper.
I brought one for Jay and Nikki.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very thoughtful.
It was very thoughtful. Oh my goodness.
Spiced Coke.
Not bad.
It's interesting.
I think I like it. All right. I thought it was supposed to be like a cinnamon thing.
Like a hot I expected thing. Cinnamon because like they said cinnamon. Spiced. Yeah. That's the first time I've ever seen you drink on the show.
Me too.
No, we had before we did cheers.
Oh, yeah.
We did something. I can't remember what I drank. I think it was iced tea.
I was going to say Gatorade. Gatorade.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the X-Men series is really good.
Okay.
In this series, Charles is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclops is the leader now.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, and Jean is now pregnant with his baby, Scott, Cyclops.
Oh no! Yeah,
it's all too all too shocking. Yeah. And like they added more characters, but like it's characters like that were in the last time, but like in the beginning now, like Bishop. And Morph, I remember Morph like he, but yeah, and like Magneto. After Charles died, he left like a will, and he said everything is I own the school and everything is now Magneto's, and they didn't know about it until
I thought they were enemies. Why would he leave it to Magneto?
Yeah.
What kind of topsy turvy world is this?
I don't know, but yeah, it's good though. Like each week they're releasing a different episode. And it's only like half an hour long. Not cartoon, all right. But it's really good. Yeah. X-Men 97.
It takes place in 1997?
Yeah, because in 96, Charles died or was murdered. And then now it's the next year.
I see.
They're going on without Charles.
I see.
Charles in charge.
Not anymore.
I think it's the same, like the voice actors from the original.
I see.
Or similar sounding because they sounded the same.
So, gotcha. Yeah.
What else came out this week? Roadhouse.
Oh, boy.
Is out on Prime Video with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I didn't like the original.
No, you didn't.
So I'm probably going to skip the
Peter
remake.
Griffin loved it.
Huh? Peter, oh, yeah, Peter Griffin, yeah.
Roadhouse.
I guess he has a tattoo. Well, it isn't a real tattoo, but like in the show, he has a tattoo to attribute to Patrick Swayze.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool.
Oh.
I'm not a big Patrick. I'm not a big Patrick Swayze fan. So.
Ghost.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Well, somebody's gotta.
Ditto.
You know what? I'm sorry. Look at the logistics of that. Not to veer off, but look at the logistics. Look at that from the father's point of view in Dirty Dancing. You have like a 15-year-old daughter. She's hanging out with like a 37-year-old man. How are you not going to be like, hey.
Sit behind me.
Yes.
Love has no age, Tara.
I think in some states it should.
I know.
Love has no age, but the law does.
It's creepy. The whole premise is creepy.
15 will get you 20.
Maybe. And then that girl's pregnant? Huh? And it's like, well, maybe it is. Probably not. Come on. Listen. Your perspective really changes when you get older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, you need. And back when you were a kid, like Ferris Bueller was like a cool guy. I think he's a little shit. I'd pop him in the face. Hey, I'm just saying.
Nine times.
That principal should have expelled him.
It's like once a month.
Why do you waste his time chasing him down? Just
probably so he can get evidence to expel him.
Send somebody else out to do it.
Well, you want it done right, you do it yourself.
Grace was busy.
Grace! Oh, Ed.
You sound like Dirty Harry.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
With your bad knees, you shouldn't be throwing anybody.
Yeah. Shouldn't be throwing anybody, Ed.
Let's see. Dr. Dre.
Oh,
received
dear.
Received a star in Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I didn't know you were going to say that, but I really wanted you to say that Dr. Dre received an honorary doctorate. And I was going to say, now he's a doctor, Dr. Dre?
There's two Dr. Dre's, remember?
Yeah, Dr. Dre and Ed Lover, MTV. Yeah. So who was at this ceremony? I'm imagining Eminem.
I think Snoop Dogg was there. 50 Cent, and, you know, all his buddies.
All his buddies?
All his buddies.
His cronies?
Yeah.
I see.
You got a star. I don't know where it is or who's next to it.
It's in the sky.
It's right between Meryl Streep and... I don't know. Just an example.
It's around the corner from the 7-Eleven.
I haven't finished it yet. Taking my time.
Yeah. Oh, I have to drink that slow. I can't chug things anymore.
Okay.
She can make that last 4 hours.
I'm on a... No,
4
I mean,
days. No, I'm kidding.
And I'm on a medication. I can't, like, chug it.
Jennifer Tilly. Remember her?
Vaguely.
She travels with her own Chucky doll.
Like, why?
She'll be at the airport, and she'll have a Chucky doll with her. I don't know. She's weird.
That screams to me, I want to get recognized.
She was in The Bride of Chucky, and she was in the Chucky after that.
Was she the voice, or was she physically in it?
She's physically in it.
That screams to me like
yeah,
hey, look,
she'll be at the airport
me.
With a little Chucky doll.
That's weird. Most people wouldn't want to get recognized at the airport or anywhere they go.
She was herself, and she was the doll, Tiffany.
Okay.
Tiff.
That's odd. You know what? I'm putting her in my weird column. She's an odd duck, too. What a weirdo. Traveling around with a Chucky doll.
She looked really good, really good in Liar Liar, though.
Was she in Liar Liar?
Yeah. She was the one that...
I change this or I get married.
Jim Carrey was defending.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the bitch.
It's been a long time since I've seen that film.
All right.
I had a conundrum.
Ooh, a conundrum.
That came to a head today, actually. Ooh. I was going to say this week. Yes, today. So I had a purchase...
Okay.
In the UK.
Of?
My good old friends in the UK.
I can't talk about that.
We get sued.
So there was a purchase that I was working on for the UK. Okay.
Okay.
Now it ended up not. I ended up having to get a refund on this purchase.
All right. A full refund?
Yes. Excuse well, me. Full enough. So 99%. I've been emailing with the representative all week. Now I'm on a different time than they are.
Right.
They're 5 hours ahead of me. Oh, so by the time I get up, their work day is, I mean, that's midday for them, right?
It's tea time.
So I would get up and only have a short amount of time to answer whatever new questions they had for me about my refund. So we were going back and forth.
All right.
And then they were like, okay, we need your bank number, this thing called the sort code, your bank, all this shit. And I'm like, sort okay.
Code. Okay.
So I called the bank, got that, sent it to them. They were like, is this correct? Because it's not happening. So I'm like, oh, fucking hell. So I called the bank again. Mm-hmm. This time I get a different sort code number. And I send it to them. Now the person's like, can I just call you? And I'm like, no phone calls.
Give me.
None.
No super.
I don't like speaking on the phone. I'm not speaking to you. I'm already angry because you're not giving me my money fast enough. I want it now. This is a digital age. Give me my money now.
That's right.
So today I woke up and she had sent me two more emails.
Too.
And she's like, I really would like your number to speak to you. And I'm like, girl, you are driving me around the bend and back. So I call my bank again. This time I don't call the regular 800 customer service. I call an actual branch.
Yeah.
So I get...
You got a person or...
I got a person.
Oh, human being.
So this person gets on the phone and I said, listen, I'm trying to get a refund from the UK.
Right.
And this is... They jerking my chain... And I'm getting kind of pissy. I said, it's not you. This is 100% my anger.
Rooney!
So she was kind of laughing about it. Yeah.
Sorry.
So she goes, all right, well, what? Tell me exactly what you need. So I said, okay, they want the bank name. I said, I think I already know your name. I said, they want the name on the account. Pretty sure I know my name. I said, they want the account number. 100% sure I know that. I said, and they want something called the sort code. And she goes, oh, we don't have that in the U.S. And I'm like, why are they asking me for it? And why have two other representatives from your bank given me a number? And she goes, I don't know why they gave that. And I'm like,
just to mess with her. Just give her a sort code.
I said, I don't know either.
Five.
She goes, okay, in the U.S. we call it a SIFT code. And she goes, I know. It's weird shit. It's for an international transfer.
Canada,
so she goes, here is your code. Okay. I said, okay. She goes, this is correct. She goes, if you have a problem, she goes, you have these people call me. She's like, and I will give them
peace of my mind.
I'll give them what for. I said, all right, I'm trusting you, Marilyn. Don't let me down, Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Marilyn. So now I send the information and I'm like, here you go. And so I said, listen. And in my email, I was a little bit short, not too much. I said, listen, we don't have sort codes in the U.S. We have SWIFT code. So here's the SWIFT code. I said, I do realize that I've given you four different codes, but this is the right code. I'm 100% sure. Allegedly.
Okay.
I said, the name on the account, here's my name. The name on, you know, the account number, boom, here it is. I said, the bank name, boom, here it is.
You give them Marilyn's name?
I suggest. Marilyn wants you to call.
She wants to talk to you.
Yeah, Marilyn's upset. You're jerking me around. So then I said, you know, we don't have, because they complained about how the account number. They're like, there's too many numbers. So I said, I don't know if you realize this from the 1,000th time that I've said it, but I'm in the U.S., I was like, this is my account number. I said, I can't, if I subtract numbers, it's not my account number anymore. Right. I said, I can't take off numbers to please you. This is what the number is. So I sent that. Now, and then I threw in my phone number, which I regret doing.
Oh, yeah, they're in the metric system. There's too many numbers.
So, I know. So, like, 20 minutes goes by. I think I'm in the clear now. Oh, I'm like, shit. 20 minutes. I know they've read it because she's been like, boom, quick response. So, boom, I know I'm all set, right? My phone starts ringing. I look. It's a UK number. I'm like, fuck, babe.
How'd they get your number?
I had given it to them, but I regretted it immediately after I hit send. So I pick up the phone, and I'm like, now I'm like, I don't want to be like the asshole American, right? So now I have to be overly jovial.
Who the hell is this?
So I pick up the phone, and I'm like, hello.
Thank you for calling America.
So the woman,
how may I help
the
you?
Woman on the other line, I do a horrible British accent, right? But the woman on the other line is like, oh, hello, is this Tara? I'm like, yes, it is.
What can I do you for?
So she goes, listen, I'm supposed to call you. I have to verify all the information that you gave me. She goes,
I love this fucking accent.
She goes, we have to do it by phone. And I'm like, oh, Haley, I don't want to do it by phone. And she's like, but we have to.
My name's Ailey.
She said, we have to. And I'm like, okay. She goes, so she verifies all the information, right?
So what's code?
So she's saying the things, and then I'm like, yup. Oh, yeah. Yep, that's correct. Yep. So she hits the last thing, and I said, congratulations, Haley. You nailed it. So she starts laughing her ass off. She's like, oh, my God. And then she goes... So then I said, how's your afternoon? How's your morning going? Because it was morning for me. And she goes, well, it's afternoon here. She's like, what time is it for you? I said, Haley, it is 9:15 in the morning. She goes, oh, my God.
It's almost tea time.
I said, I know. Your day's over. Mine's just beginning. I said, my misery's going to last much longer.
The miseries.
Yeah. So she goes, I am sorry. I said, well, it's not your fault, Haley. We're working on the time change. So she goes, I'm going to get all of this straightened out for you. And I'm like, I trust you, Haley. Do not let me down.
It's like 2 o'clock over there.
I'm thinking, I got Marilyn in my back pocket. She's ready to go. She's ready to rock.
You tell them to call me. All right.
So she's like, you should have your refund by next week. I'm like, all right, Haley.
Next week?
Don't make me call you.
Isn't that April?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost April.
Don't make me call you, Haley. I'll do it.
Wow.
We'll rumble. But I just like, I was just sitting there like, it has to be, because it's
an
like
easier
a.
easier way.
No. It's just the, they call that like the Chav accent where it's like, oi, oi, oi. It's like.
Oh, shit. You're right, buddy?
So I was like, it has to be a Chav who answers the phone, right?
A Chav?
Yeah, it's the type of accent. It's just the
Holy
type of
shit.
Accent. I was like, oh, God.
The second you did that, the first thing I thought of was National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Why?
When Chevy's in that outfit doing the dance with the other guys, and they're like, oi, 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 oi.
Yeah. Oi, oi, oi.
Wow.
That's why I just
gonna
got to
get
laughing.
This straightened out for you.
All this because of one package.
Yeah, all this for a refund.
Speaking of packages.
I want my refund. They're not keeping my money.
We got a segue here.
Yeah, this is a true story. So, at my work, we've been getting a lot of Amazon packages.
Okay? They've been really busy.
But they were not addressed to us.
Ooh.
It's like one of our customers ordered stuff online, but then accidentally gave them our address. So we've been getting, for like a week and a half, we've been getting all these packages, like weird packages, like a pair of binoculars.
Were you opening the packages?
To see what they were. Like, what the, like my boss was like,
it's illegal.
What? Well, it was our address.
But it's not addressed to you.
It was. Technically, it was addressed to the place.
The business.
The place of business. And like the lady finally figured it out and she corrected it. And like she's been like coming by and picking up her stuff.
Wow.
I'm like, how does that happen?
Am I devious? Yes, I think I am.
Yes. Like, how could you get the wrong address?
Just throw it out. Just open it up.
Weird. And say, we are not the post office, ma'am.
I know.
Seriously.
I'm thinking like, what is she doing with binoculars? Fucking bird watching? No. She's watching something else.
Oh. I have.
What do you got?
I got a good one for you.
All right. Do we have time?
Yes.
Well, we're going to... I'll squeeze it in. It's not a long story.
All right.
We used to go an hour. We got time.
So I had to...
Three.
I texted my plumber.
All right.
Yesterday.
Isn't the sink already done?
Huh?
Isn't the sink already done?
No, I gotta get the plumber to do the sink, the kitchen sink.
Oh, kitchen sink.
I got a new sink, got a new faucet.
Nice.
Hooking it up, right? So I text him, and I said, "Hey, Tim, let me pull up the text," because my back and forth with him was hilarious.
All
right. So I said, "Hey, Tim," and I said my name and where. I always tell him, like, this is Tara over on Blank Street, and he's like, gotcha.
Yeah, but doesn't he have, like, your number, like... Caller ID?
I never know if he has me saved. And caller ID, apparently, I found out from texting my boss, who refused to answer my calls, that my caller ID comes up in my maiden name.
Oh.
And she was like, I didn't even know that was you. I'm like, because you know so many Taras. So.
Orange Crow Tara.
Yeah, I'm the orange one.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So I asked him if he was available because I got a new sink and faucet and I wanted to have him install it. And I said, I'm not, like, in a huge hurry because I didn't want him to, like, drop things to come and do it.
Right.
And I was like, you know, because I'd already done my Wednesday. I had to go into the office Wednesday.
Ooh.
Oh, big boo. So I was going to be home the rest of the month. So I said, I'm here a month. So he wrote me back, like, all in caps, and he's like, yes! And then he goes, can you wait a week? I'm insanely booked.
Insanely booked.
Yeah. So I said, that's not a problem. Wow. So he said, the 1st or the 2nd of April.
All right.
So I said, well, I have a doctor appointment, but it's late in the afternoon. So if you're still here, Jay will be home. So either of those days, I'm fine.
Sweet.
So then he says, how about the morning of the 2nd? He goes, it's only going to take me 45 minutes. 45 minutes tops.
Okay.
I'm sitting there like, I will time you. So I said, that sounds fine.
Eight.
So then he texts me, you're locked in. So I was like, great. So that he likes pictures of stuff. Not of me, but of the sink and the. So he goes,
what are you wearing?
He goes, send me the pictures of the underneath the sink,
right.
And the sink and the new sink and the new faucet. So I sent all that shit.
You
all
with right. The sink.
So then I've been pissed off since I moved into this house because the faucet in the kitchen, there's like a limestone. I don't know what the fuck.
Cowboy?
It's a calcium buildup or something.
Okay.
And I have tried various industrial cleaners, and I cannot get that clean.
Oh.
So I said, you know, here's a picture.
Is it leaking?
It's not leaking. It's just... I don't want to get ahead of the story.
Sorry.
So I said, this is the old faucet. And then I said, the new sink is the same size and type, except it has a black finish. I was like, you should just be able to drop it right in.
Okay.
So then I said, this is the old faucet. I said, I don't know what Middleborough has in its water, but I've never been able to get this looking better, and I hope the new faucet will be easier to clean.
Okay.
He says, this is what he responds to me, okay? He goes, hey, good thing you don't try and grow weed.
What?
He goes, a lady the other week asked me why her indoor plants die, and I'm like, you're watering them from town water, aren't you? And then he goes,
He's bottled water from Dasani.
Oh, shit. I lost everything. No. Did I lose it? Nope, I got it back. Okay. Cool.
Oh, anyway.
So he goes, she did a home test on her water and was pissed. It's high acidity, high pH, high iron content. And then he's like, I mean, I still drink it.
Isn't that what Daisy drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's like, but I also drink well water from copper pipes. He's like, so, you know. So I'm like, no wonder I have a hard time getting clean. I'd be pissed, too, if I spent money on that stuff.
I drank from the hose as a kid. I turned out okay.
I was like, I'd be mad if the town water just killed all my weed.
Damn.
So then he wrote...
Killing my buzz.
It wasn't just those it killed. It ate a $1,800 water tank in a year. And I was like, holy shit. And I said, no wonder she's angry. She lost her tank and her weed.
I'd be pissed too.
That's what I said. And he goes, no shit, huh?
Use the money for the weed to buy the tank.
She'll have to sell the weed to buy the tank. Damn it.
The skank weed.
Oh.
Moment of silence.
Seeds and stems.
All right. And we're back.
We never left.
So the other day.
Through the magic of editing. Yes.
I was in my last car of the day. It was a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Hey.
It's an oil change. Well, the oil change, you check the fluids, check the tire pressure. I'm checking the tire pressure. It's supposed to be 35. One of the tires had 105 PSI in the tire.
Damn.
That sounds like a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
It didn't blow up?
It didn't blow. You got lucky. I took the air out, brought it down to 35. I'm like,
how did?
If the tire explodes and you're driving, that's bad.
How did the tire not explode?
I have no idea.
That thing was hanging on for dear life by a thread.
Really?
Did it look bigger than the others?
No, it just... No. You can't tell how much air in it when you're looking at it. It's...
You could bounce a quarter off of it, though.
Kind of rolled like a tank. I don't know.
Holy snap.
All right. Also, the other day, I was driving to work. I saw a guy jogging, exercising in the morning. And he was wearing a bulletproof vest. I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on in this world?
He was out for his health. That's what was happening.
I was like, damn.
Apparently 2024, you need bulletproof vests to go for a jog.
I guess so.
What neighborhood was he going through?
Oh.
Jesus. That's not good.
Nope. Or maybe, it looked like a bulletproof vest. It could have been one of those ones that had, weights in it or something. It looked like a bulletproof vest.
Oh,
it
might have.
I'm like...
People do that.
Yeah, but I'm like, is that a bulletproof vest? Like, I'm going to shoot you if you run by my house again.
Well, you can still go home alive. Even if you get shot.
I got shot, but I got my workout in.
Thank God.
Now I need a new vest, damn it.
All right.
Got to throw this vest away.
Ames.
Oh.
Is coming back.
Yay.
For those you don't know, Ames was a department store.
It
right?
sure was.
And they left us a long time ago, but now they're coming back. I think 35 stores they're bringing back.
They departed. Yes.
It's kind of like a Kmart. Kmart,
yeah,
Target
it's like
type
Kmart,
thing.
Kmart, Caldor, yeah. Mm. Little department
coming
store.
Coming back.
Yeah.
The one I went to is now a Lowe's. They tore it down to meet
the
Lowe's.
Oh, and then Abington.
Yeah. It's like, Ames.
Ames.
I give people a job, I guess.
I am all for commerce.
I don't know why they left.
I think, they went bankrupt.
Oh, because of Walmart?
Pretty
too
much.
Too much competition.
So you have a combination of bad CEO management and... The Walmart, at that time, the Walmart had really moved in. And they were in Abington as well.
Yeah.
Right on that, I don't remember that road. That main
123.
Road. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Right near your place, Midway. You buy your cars.
Yeah.
Don't give them free advertising.
Up the street.
They don't give Sean free anything.
Yeah, they're like a white and green. What's their color scheme.
The colors, yeah.
I remember going there. They had everything.
They did.
I went there in Caldor all the time in 98, 99 for all wrestling stuff.
No Bradleys?
I can't even believe you could still hit up a Caldor in 98 and 99. I feel like they were long gone by then.
Fair Bradleys, enough. Caldor, Ames, Kmart.
No, that was the
that was the 80s.
The four horsemen back then, yeah.
The cornerstone.
I always loved Bradleys for one thing. When they put out the toy belts.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out that they did one for Stone Cold Skull Belt.
That
was nice. And I really wanted that. I couldn't find it anywhere, and I came across it at Bradley's.
Speaking of wrestling, good segue, Sean.
Oh.
Remember Bray
accidental on purpose.
Bray Wyatt.
What?
Remember Bray Wyatt? He was a wrestler. He passed away.
Okay.
But he was his IRS's son. His character was the Fiend. He wore a mask. Anyway, they're having a documentary on him on Peacock, and it's narrated by The Undertaker. comes out April 1st.
Wow. What, is he going to David Allen Boucher you to sleep?
Yeah. Jeez.
Bray Wyatt.
With his
his slow Undertaker voice.
Well, maybe he'll use just his real.
Yeah.
I would hope he'd just use his real voice.
Probably.
Nice. Undertaker. Oh, did you watch the Scott Hall bio?
Not yet.
No, it's really good.
I keep forgetting because I've been watching all episodes of SmackDown from 2005. I'm watching all the parts that had Mr. Kennedy in it.
The one after that is DDP. They have a bio on DDP.
I'm not like a huge Diamond Dallas Page fan, like of his wrestling, but he's actually helped a lot of people.
You saved Scott Hall, you saved Jake the Snake.
He's helped a lot of people.
You gotta let Jake go.
Look at Sean. Just let him go into the abyss. Good night, sweetheart.
And this Sunday is, I think, British Bulldog.
I used to like the British Bulldog.
Davey Boy.
Thought he was a cutie. And little chubby cheeks.
And
he came out with
that
little dog. Yeah, he came out with that little dog. What was the name of the dog? Anybody remember?
I don't remember.
Matilda?
Sure.
Now, wasn't he related to Bret Hart? Or was he married to one of his...
I feel like they were brothers-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So he was married to his sister?
I was paying attention when I was a kid.
British Bulldog. The bios are pretty good this year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The Scott Hall one, and I was like...
It's amazing.
I mean, I knew about the drug and stuff, but I mean, I'm like, damn.
It's amazing with the Peacock channel, how many WWE shows they have. Nice. They have almost every video that was put out on VHS back in the day. They got everything.
What I find odd is that Peacock has that, because I thought the WWE or F, whatever they want to call themselves, had their own streaming service. So
they were going to do that too.
You would think everything would be on their service. Maybe it was part of the deal or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All their shit, everything is on.
All their shit.
Everything is on Peacock.
Wow.
Well, WrestleMania was supposed to be... the weekend next Sunday, but it's Easter, so they put it to the next week after, so April whatever 5th. I don't know.
Well, good for them. You can't have people.
And this WrestleMania 40
finding Easter eggs and getting elbows.
40th anniversary.
I will be at my my nephew's for Easter.
Nice.
And they are doing an adult Easter egg hunt, which is basically
weed.
Basically, hiding alcohol, gummies. Like nips and stuff.
Nice.
Nips and joints?
Nips and I don't know what else, because... But last year, my niece, Nikki, was, tackling people.
Oh, shit.
Because it's not even like she really wanted the prizes, it's just that she's incredibly competitive.
Oh, damn.
So she was like, I have to win. So she was like, she's beating the shit out of her brother and pushing him down. I'm like, get out of my way, you fuck.
How do you put a nip in a friggin' those little plastic eggs?
I think they were just nips hidden around the yard or something. I don't know. If it gets interesting this year, I'll film it. Just for the hell of it.
Put it on YouTube.
Put it on TikTok or something. TikTok. Now, speaking of Nikki.
Yes.
Here's my big story, right?
Ooh, big story.
I teased it on TikTok.
All right. Is she going to be mad if you tell the story? Or do you don't care?
So you're going to find out? She listen?
Sometimes she does. So I don't think she has in a while.
We apologize in advance.
You know what? I mean, she didn't say don't tell anyone.
It's not your parents.
That's free range right there.
So, I mean, that...
Don't be putting this on your podcast.
That gives me guns. Oh, my dad does that all the time. I don't want to see this on your show.
You and won't see it, Bob.
And then I tell it anyway.
Damn it.
I walked in that. Speaking of which, I walked in the house last week, and he goes, "I heard that story," and I said, "Yeah," because last week I had told about how my mother was sick in bed, and I just walked in the house, and it was quiet.
Nope.
And he's like, "Nope." He's like, "I heard that," and I said, "Yeah," and he's like, "You don't need to tell people that." I said, "I didn't tell him you were
not a bad thing."
You know. And he's like, "It's fine. I still don't know your number." It's all right.
I don't.
So it was a bedtime. We were getting we have a whole bedtime ritual for Daisy.
Okay.
We have to get her out. Usually around we start a few minutes before 9.
We'll potty.
Because got to get her outside, make sure she does her business, right, and get her back in. And she has severe arthritis, so everything takes 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
So we had gotten her outside. We would bring her back in. We were in the front, like by my front door.
Was this this week?
Yes. Okay. This was earlier in the week.
Okay.
And Daisy, she kind of got up to the landing, and then she was like, I need a rest, and kind of plopped herself down. So Nikki comes in and almost like steps on everybody. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, it's okay. And she goes, I scared the shit out of her because she didn't expect to see me standing there. And so I said, hey. And so we talked real quick, and then she made like she was going to walk past me. And then she goes, she stops and she has a look on her face. And you know when somebody has a look and you know they're going to say something to you, like you just know I'm like, she's going to hit me with something. So she goes,
out of left field.
So she goes, can I ask you something? And I said, okay.
Depends.
This is not math, is it? I mean, that's, you can ask me anything. Except,
it's always seven.
Except math.
Ask me fractions.
I don't do math.
All
right. I have J for that. So she goes, no math. And I said, all right, what is it? And she goes, have you been coming in my room at night? Just looking for the thing. And I said, Nikki, I can't think of a reason I would go in your room. I said, I tell you what. Because once we get Daisy back in the house, and then she goes into the living room, and then we turn the fans on, that signals to her it's bedtime. And then she gets her bedtime treat. She won't go to bed unless she gets one. And then sometimes it takes her a while to settle down.
Right.
And sometimes she's up half the night and just pacing and then falling, and then she needs help getting up, and it's a whole thing. So I said, listen, Nikki. I said, if there's a night that Daisy's going to let me sleep, I'm fucking sleeping. I'm not coming down to this side of the house to loiter in your bedroom. I was like, if I can sleep, I'm sleeping.
Security cameras.
She goes, oh. She asked me if I had security cameras. She goes, have you seen anything on the security camera, the Ring doorbell thing? And I said, no. What are you saying to me? What's
what
happening
happened?
Right
what
now?
What are you getting at?
What is missing?
What's happening right now? And she goes, I just thought, like, if there was something, like somebody coming in my room. And I said, no, there's nobody coming in your room. And she's just, like,
maybe
shifting.
Maybe a visitor.
Well, she's shifting around and she's looking kind of worried. And I said, okay, well, now you have to tell me what's happening.
Yes.
You can't just be like, have you been in my room, and then walk away.
Yeah.
Did you find the drugs?
So she goes, well, it started last week.
Oh, excuse me.
And she would. Now, I'm going to tell you the way it was told to me, okay? But there's a piece of this story that makes everything very obvious. So this is what she says to me.
Right.
So during the week, you know, it started last week, and then I guess it was escalating, where she would see somebody standing in her room.
Okay.
And they would, at first they started in the corner, and then they moved progressively closer to her. And then last night, I guess, it had gotten bad enough where it was right next to her and holding her down.
Oh, shit.
She's like, and I was thrashing and I couldn't move. And I went, okay. And I said, could you speak? And she goes, no. And I said, could you move? And she said, no. And I said, you have sleep paralysis. I said,
holy shit.
I have it too. I said, not only do you get that, but you get a fun extra of hallucinating. You hallucinate things. I said, that's what happened. I'm 100% sure there's nothing in your room. And she goes,
you've seen stuff at 3 a.m.
Not, well, I don't know. And then she
you've
goes,
seen shadow people.
So she goes, really? And I said, yeah. And then she says to me, yeah, I just didn't want to open up my eyes. And I said, wait a minute. You're seeing this and you're not even opening up your eyes. And she goes, well, yeah. And I went, I said, how could you think that you're seeing something without
seeing something?
And she goes, well, because I just know it's there. And I said, okay.
That sounds like a nightmare, not like a, yeah, like a bad
I said,
dream.
I said, you're either dreaming or it's sleep paralysis. I said, sleep paralysis is when, if you don't know, it's like you're awake. Your eyes are open. But your brain hasn't sent the signals to your body that you're awake yet. So you're still technically in like sleep mode. Okay. So you cannot move. You cannot speak. You have to wait for your brain to let your body know, hey, you're awake now. And then you can move. I said it doesn't last very long, but right. You hallucinate. When I lived in Taunton for a little while, that was the last time that I had that. And I saw a guy in the corner of the room. And he was wearing, like, do you remember Poltergeist 2? That guy, Kane?
Yeah.
That hat that guy wore? That yep. That black, like...
Like it was a fedora?
Like, yeah, it's like an old school Undertaker outfit. Yep. Yeah. And he was kind of dressed like... It didn't look like him, but he was kind of dressed like that.
Okay.
And I said, I saw that. Scene. And I said, in one other time that I was having that situation, I saw a black mist above me. And I was like, it's freaky.
Yeah.
I've had one, too.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's one of the things that got me into believing.
So she's calming down. Okay. And then I said, and how do you know that you weren't just having a very lucid dream? I said, this one time, I was having a dream, but it was like I was awake. Mm-hmm. I said, and I literally tapped Jay because I thought I saw a guy... I thought I saw a guy in a cowboy hat standing in front of our window.
Yeah.
And I tapped him on the shoulder, and he goes, yeah. And I tapped him on the shoulder, and he goes, what?
Like an Amish hat.
Because he was asleep. And he goes, and I said, so he's like, what? And I said, do you see a man in a cowboy hat in front of our window? So he hasn't even looked. He just looks at me, and he goes, I hope not. So then he rolls his head and he goes, I don't see a cowboy in front of him. Said, no, it was just a man in a cowboy hat. It wasn't a fucking cowboy. And he's like, I don't see cowboy hat man. And I said, okay, then it must have been a dream.
Okay.
But
it's a very vivid dream.
Yeah, I mean, they happen sometimes. So she was all freaked out. I got her to calm down. I texted her today. Yeah. Because it's been 2 days since we've had this conversation.
Excuse me, yeah.
So I texted her today, and I said, how have you been sleeping? And she goes, really shitty. Ooh. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, have you had any more, like, incidents about that thing? And she goes, no, I haven't, actually. I just haven't been able to sleep great. I said, oh, okay.
Gummies.
Talk to your grandmother. She's probably got gummies.
Her brother can get her the deal. It's her brother, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If my night vision cameras were working right,
yeah.
I'll loan her one of mine. Then she could set it up, but I don't know what's going on with them. I got problems with them.
Oh, dear.
They record for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, and then they flat?
Restart. Oh. Record for 10 more minutes and then shut off. I don't know weird. What the hell's wrong with them.
You got a memory issue? Like not enough memory?
I do. Not for stuff that happened like 25 years ago, but for recently, yeah. Yes. I don't know what's wrong with the camera.
Fair enough. Know. What else do I
Madonna.
Have? Yeah, I gotta get that out of the way because that's twice in the same week.
And the
now
thing
it's
from last week that we didn't talk about for you.
Yeah. So oh, there's that too.
Yeah. Can't remember what it was called.
I have it written down. Oh. He has it written down as well.
Oh, that.
Yeah. I forgot. Yeah,
I forgot already.
Anyway, so it's old news now, but last week,
Madonna
decides she's going to call out a seated concert goer.
Okay.
And she was left backtracking at one of her concerts after berating a fan for sitting down, only to discover that they're in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Footage posted online showed the 65-year-old pausing to speak to the audience midway through the gig. What are you doing sitting down? What are you doing sitting down? And then she made her way to the edge of the stage, where she appeared to realize that the fan she had singled out was a wheelchair user, and then says, oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here. I was like, what a bitch!
Yeah.
First of all, what kind of fucking ego do you have? You need everybody standing up? I have a bad leg. I'm not standing up through your whole gig.
I'm not even going to your gig.
I'm not even going to the gig.
Screw you, bitch.
I don't even want to go to the gig.
I never cared for you in the first place.
We can dance if we want to.
I'd rather go to them. I'll be at the Men Without Hats.
There was an incident with John Mellencamp recently.
Oh, the Mellencamp.
He was on stage, and somebody got heckled, and he was like, I'm out of here, and left. Like midway through the show, didn't finish.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was doing something. He was trying to tell a story, and then someone was like, just play the music or something. Like, we don't want to. Like, and he's like, you know what? Fuck this, I'm out of here. And like, yeah, he cursed. And like,
wow.
Like, John Mellencamp, oh my God. And he got took his guitar and got off stage and just left.
Nobody wants to hear the fucking.
He's trying to tell a story about like the song he was playing. He's like, oh, when I was recording this song, blah, 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 like an insight to the song. And people are like, just fucking play the song.
Nobody wants to hear your insight to Jack and Diane. Just play that shit.
Sounds like something Homer Simpson would yell out. Just play the song.
Oh, what was
Take
that?
Take care of business right now. Not new stuff.
Working overtime, Sid. And working overtime.
Yeah. I'm like, John, no. John Mellencamp.
That's funny.
And he did not age well at all.
Wow, no,
I was
he
like, looking at him like, is that, I'm like, who is that? Like, and I read the description, John Mellencamp. I'm like, that's not. I'm like, wow. Yeah. It's like a. Uncle Jesse. I'm like, damn.
No.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Wow.
I'm like, damn. I want a refund. I didn't get a full concert.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Like John Mellencamp.
And I'd find that guy who was heckling and be like, you're a dick. Oh, ruining.
I'd be pissed at both places. If I was the guy in the wheelchair, I'd be rolling out of that concert. And if I was at this
Bitch,
camp.
I'm rolling out of here.
This place is wheelchair accessible.
And if I was at the camp, I'm like, this camp sucks.
Don't they have like special wheelchair areas where people
should.
Sit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not at that stadium. Shit.
I don't want any wheelchair accessibility in my shows.
With the way she was acting towards him, she should be paying his medical bills for him now.
Well, bitch. You know, he might not be able to graduate from the wheelchair, so...
Buy him a new chair, at least. Jesus.
Get him an electric one.
We're going to sing the national anthem. Everybody stand.
State of the
stand
art
up. I can't. Disrespectful. All right. Yeah. That was the thing about you talked about last week, but you forgot to talk about it.
Yeah, I was driving on the way over here, and I was listening to a mix CD that I did a while back.
Yeah.
And one of our favorite songs we used to like to talk about came on, and it was,
what was it?
Safety Dance by Men Without Hats.
Oh.
What an odd name for a band, first of all.
First thing that pops in my head is the music video.
Huh?
The first thing that pops in my head is the music video. When they're all like dancing throughout the tall grass and the girl in the
wearing
band.
Wearing the clogs.
I don't know, but damn it, they all look like they're having such a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's some pole dancing.
Are they still around?
What do they call that? The maypole? Where they go around the thing with the streamer? And they're like, eh. I think they're still around, yeah.
Safe to dance. A daughter safe to dance.
I know they had other songs.
Yeah.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah, like a two-hit wonder.
But
we used to tease about the girl because it sounds like she's saying, I'm insane.
It
and
does.
She looked crazy in the video.
Yeah, it does. I don't know if she's in the band or she's just floating around. But
oh, she was floating.
Didn't they have hats, though?
No.
No.
I thought that, like, in the video they had hats. Like, Men Without Hats. You have hats.
Not in this video.
We left the hats at home.
They were in clothes that you'd see in Robin Hood.
Yeah, it was like a Renaissance fair or some shit. You're like, oh, boy.
Rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Did you hear about...
Probably.
The thing that happened in Salisbury, Massachusetts?
Nope.
All these beachfront homes, right?
Okay.
So the residents in Salisbury, Mass. Invested $500,000 in this huge sand dune to try and fend off an encroaching tide, right? To save all their houses.
Okay.
So after being completed last week, the barrier made from 14,000 tons of sand lasted 72 hours before it got washed away by the tides.
Oh, wow.
Shit. Money well spent.
Talk about pissing your money away.
Yeah.
Gone. Gone. I was supposed to talk about that last week and I missed it. So
that like, sounds like another Simpsons moment too.
I'm like, I gotta get this in. Yeah.
You successfully build it, then they're like, yay! Then it gets washed away. Aww. Aww.
Monorail. Monorail.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Precisely.
All right.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. you know what I was thinking the other day is, like, when you were a little kid and you were kind of like annoying your parents and they'd just be like, why don't you just go out and play? And
play in the traffic.
I was like, what do parents say now? Because, like, do kids still go outside and play?
No.
I don't feel like they do. I feel like they're all, like, indoor-y.
They don't talk to the parents.
No.
They're always on their phones. So they don't talk to their parents to get to the point to annoy them. They just...
They have to text...
Fucking phones Dinner's and tablets. And
put your phone down and go outside.
I'm not hungry. Send.
And the parents are right there next to them.
Yeah. Oh, man, school. On the weekends, I used to go out and I wouldn't be back until the streetlights came back.
Right.
On. But my mom, I mean, my parents always knew where I was.
Right. How far did you go?
Only a couple houses. I had a friend who lived like two houses down.
Nice. I was usually four blocks away at one of the schools I went to. Playing basketball for like 4 hours.
I was going to say, what are you doing going to school on the weekends?
I go to the skate park. Yeah, my town had a skate park. And like, they like had ramps.
The skate park.
Like you can ride your bike or your skateboard and the ramps like Tony Hawk.
Were you doing it? Were you doing it or were you just watching?
Kind of did a couple of the ramps, but like the big run I couldn't do. Like the half pipe, I couldn't do the half pipe. I was afraid I was going to fall and like crack my head open. I'm like, I did like the small ones.
Can you skateboard now?
No. No, but I rode a bike on the ramps. I didn't do a skateboard. Okay. But I see people like they're rollerblades and they're skateboarding, doing tricks and shit, you know, on the half pipe. I'm like, I couldn't do that.
Mm. So, yeah. Boy, that was just...
Skate park.
One of those, it's one of those old-timey things.
We had a roller rink.
Oh, yeah. Be home when the streetlights come on. Now, kid's already there.
Yep. Way before the lights. Jeez. Before they even get
they got
dark.
Their headphones in. They're like, they're like, hey.
Click, 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 click.
Oh, my nephew got another job.
In addition to the one he already has job?
He got laid off from the other one.
Oh, okay.
Laid off.
Soft term.
Soft term. Now he works at Wendy's now.
Oh, the Wendy's in the... Well, you don't have to say, but...
Yeah.
The one in that town?
The one in Whitman, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That works out perfectly. Have them get one of those T-Rexes
for
us.
Bring home the T-Rex and feed the whole family. Everyone gets a
Bring
patty.
One for us to show on the show.
Everyone gets a patty.
We're all eating tonight. Come on, kids. We all eating tonight.
Hope you're not lactose intolerant, because that's 9 slices of cheese.
Oh, that's a lot of cheese.
God damn.
Jesus.
Imagine me trying that, saying extra cheese.
On that thing?
Yeah.
Did you think they would topple?
When you were a kid, did you ever have one of those power wheels?
Yes.
No.
I never had one.
I had a big wheel, though.
Big wheel, yeah.
Yeah, like a little
a power wheel, like a little electric.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't have
a big wheel. I was thinking.
I might be too old.
I think I had a Knight Rider big wheel. Nice.
I don't know. It was my brother's.
Yeah.
The way the car drains you of money these days, I think I'd rather have a big wheel.
See Sean pedaling furiously down the highway.
Hit the e-brake.
Do a little pop wheel. Entertain everybody going to work.
Put some baseball cards in the spokes.
I hate those scooters. Get out of my way. You can't even do like 30 miles an hour.
The Tacoma-holic needs some road.
Oh, I changed my oil today.
Oh, did you?
In my fourth one.
Oh, fun.
Take my oil, rotate my tires, change all the filters, gassed it up.
Wow. It was a...
I didn't get a wash because it was going to rain tomorrow.
It was some Tacoma love today.
Yes, it was.
I
20,000 miles.
Oh, my goodness. That.
Crazy.
A couple weeks ago, I was sitting there like trying to decide because my vehicle is going to be paid off soon.
Nice.
Lucky.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, do I trade it in or do I just, like, keep going? I got, like, 78,000 miles on it.
Can I suggest something?
Hmm?
Can I suggest something?
I've made the decision, but you may suggest whatever you wish.
Trade it in for something with a bigger trunk.
No, I've actually decided I'm going to keep it.
Oh.
Well, I want to be loan-free for a little while.
There you go.
I want to go at least a year or two, no vehicle loan. And there's some
now, would you downgrade your insurance, save money, or just keep it?
I'll probably just keep it. I mean, my insurance is only like $120 a month.
Oh. Mine's $119.
Yeah. Pretty good. So I decided if I'm gonna hang on to it, I'm gonna like do some fun things.
What kind of fun things?
But the problem is that
fun things cost
not
money.
Not travel. The problem is that I'm only handy to a certain point.
Right.
So I was talking to my nephew.
All right. Enzo.
Because he works on cars. So we were talking. I was like, I think I want to do like some customization. And he goes, what are you into? Yeah. He was all excited. And he goes, what do you want to do?
Want to turn into a Batmobile?
I'm here for it. So I said, I don't know. And I said, you know, what do you.
They make lift kits for your car.
Well, here's the thing, right? So that was one of the first things he says. He goes, you should lift it. And I said, and I hadn't heard of that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to.
Yeah, but don't you have trouble getting in the car?
I'm going to 100% show my ignorance. I said, does lifting it mean literally lifting it? And he goes, yeah. He goes, you can get about, you know, 2 inches or whatever. Yeah. And I said, oh.
If you go off-road or something, you don't go off-road. So.
I said, well, that sounds fun. I said, I don't know, though. So I was actually.
Yeah, won't that hurt your back trying to get in and out?
Well, my back hurts now all the time anyway. The thing is that I started to do some research on it, and because I'm on because I have a Crosstrek, I'm on a Crosstrek Reddit group.
Nice.
And a lot of that's how I was learning a lot
She's
of
in the club.
Yeah, that's how I'm learning a lot of customization stuff. And somebody was like, there was a lot of people talking about lifting it. Yeah. And they're like, you have to do it right because if you don't, you'll snap your struts or your shocks or something. They're like, you have to do it a certain way and don't get this. Do the Iron Man brand or whatever. And I'm like, okay. I said, that sounds expensive. I was like, well, maybe not that. But I got rain guards, which I put on today, so that looks all snazzy. Yeah.
What are the vent visors?
Snazzy.
Yeah, the little rain.
So you can open your window, but
yeah.
Nice. I didn't notice.
That's all right.
I'll look later.
You will know. I replaced the. It has a. You know where the fuses go, the little door.
Mm-hmm.
I replaced that little door, and now it's a little cubby.
Oh, nice.
I could put, I don't know what the fuck I'll put in there, but I could put
gummies,
little things in
joints.
There. Well, I mean, I could, whatever I fancy at that point, I could put whatever in there. I got a thing to organize the console.
I want
to
get that
because, it was chaos in there. I was like, I got to organize this. It's too crazy.
Nice.
So I got that. What else have I done? I got some, No, I haven't got new floor mats, but I tinted. No, I tinted my back light. It might be the reverse light, but I'm not sure. But it's like a smoke tint. It looks nice. I was like, that looks dope. And I'm gonna get because on the Crosstrek, they give you these two reflectors at the bottom of the bumper. They're useless reflectors.
Right.
So I got like an overlay decal for that. And you're still gonna be able to see the reflector. It's not. Completely blocked in the reflector, but it's going to have a little image.
Not illegal.
Yeah. And then I'm getting a new, what do you call those? New badges. The Subaru badge.
Oh, emblems, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting new emblems.
Nice.
It's going to be black, and the Subaru logo itself is going to be orange.
Nice.
Hell yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. And
Amazon?
I don't remember. It was like a search. But they do them. They do them by order and they're custom. So I'm going to be waiting months for it. But the other thing is Subaru has this thing. Mm-hmm. Well, they call it. What do they call it?
Subaru thing.
Yeah, it's a Subaru thing. Badge of ownership. That's what it's called, the badge of ownership. Okay. And what you do is you go onto the Subaru site and you give them your VIN.
Right.
And then you say, like, how many Subarus you've had. So for me, it's just one.
Right.
So they give you this little decal that you can put on your vehicle, and it has one because I've only had one Subaru.
Correct.
And then it has, like, these other things you can choose from of activities that you like to do and things that you do. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I got the pet one. It's a little paw print, and then I got a little travel thing.
Nice.
And then I found a website. That's pretty cool. I found a website that does aftermarket ones, so you can add to it. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna add all kinds of fun shit and have people go, "What the fuck is that?"
She likes a lot of things.
I do like a lot of things. So, and then
like
I think the last thing I'm gonna do is do a.
For her, it's tacos.
What do you call it? Like a rally bar? It's like in the front.
Oh, like a push bar? Like in the General Lee, that little push bar?
Yeah, it's a front rally bar.
Oh.
And you can put like lights on it. So I'm going to do a couple lights on a front rally bar. I think it's going to look nice.
Nice.
When I'm done with
it.
Yeah, I'm very excited. When I'm done with it.
Enzo's going to help you out?
He said he would if I need it, but there's really nothing that I'm doing that requires. He was like, he's too funny. He goes, so he was telling me about lifting it, and then he goes, you should put a turbo in there. And I went, in a cross track? And he goes, yeah. And then I said, so I was like, you know what? I really don't want to go. I was like, I was thinking.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I was like, I was thinking more
burn
aesthetic.
More gas. It's like
some booster rockets in the
I'm
back.
I'm thinking more aesthetic changes. You know, I don't really want to stop messing with the engine.
Give like a little tip for your exhaust.
Oh, what?
I got a black one on mine. Mine came with chrome, and like my whole truck's all black, and I took it off, put a black one on.
Oh, that's not. That sounds interesting.
It's easy.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, bolts on.
See, I'm learning things. So he goes. So, yeah. And I said, I really don't want to stop messing with the engine. And he goes, you know what? It's probably better off. And I said, yeah, you think? And he goes, yeah. He goes, because in Subarus. He goes, in Subaru, if you put a turbo in that and you try to excel too quick, you're going to crack your whole engine.
Oh, wow.
He goes, Subaru engines will crack easy. Oh, great, thanks. In that case, no.
You did your research. Subarus are very reliable.
No, they are. It's just when you start, like, fucking around with that stuff. It's like, ooh.
Adding boost.
So, yeah, there's really nothing that I'm doing. Except, he came to me and I was like, I need new tires, and that's still on my docket. But he goes, you know what you should do is have your calipers dusted. And I was like, what is that?
Painted.
Yeah. And he goes, it's like a magnetic paint. He goes, it's a special paint because, you know, you can't put just regular paint on there because it'll fuck up your brakes or whatever because you have a lot of friction happening there.
Right.
He goes, so it's like a magnetic paint and it, you know, it looks cool. So he's going to do that. He has a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to be doing that on my Volkswagen. And I said, well, I'm going to wait and see what your car looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
You probably do orange.
I hope so. He's doing yellow.
Okay.
And I was like, are there other colors to choose from? Because I don't, no. I mean, I'm not a fan of yellow.
Right. Probably get any color you want.
And he's like, well,
you pay for it.
He goes, when I go to have it done with the guy I'm having it done with, he's like, I'll ask him for you. And I'm like, yes, please.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not, I'm not getting too.
Get some custom rims.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know where you get that stuff. Like, where do you buy rims? Just anywhere?
Go on, buy them online.
I don't want to get like cheapy things that are going to fall apart on me. It's the tire. It's important. I need
That's
it then.
Right. Once a month, I got to drive. I want to look good.
I know. What's the thing? It's like, well, I want to, you know, spruce
it. No work stories?
Spruce it up. No, I went to work on Wednesday. I said nothing to no one all day. My boss.
Did you remember your tablet?
I did. I remembered my laptop.
Sorry.
My boss came walking by me near the end of the day and says, "Hey, Tara, how you doing?" And I was like, "Average." And she goes, and she started, she's like, "Really? Just average?" And I was like, "Just average." And she goes, "I've never had anybody say that before." And I said, "Because you've never asked them on a Wednesday."
Well, it's a hump day.
Yeah, just average on a Wednesday. I can't handle too much.
Holy shit, it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, trying to do to me. So, yeah, I'm trying to make it pretty. Just trying to make it pretty.
You should videotape yourself putting all this together on the car.
Well, I did the...
you can edit one video and be your own Pimp My Ride.
The rain gods came today, so I ran out on my lunch and I was putting those on. I was like, ooh, here come my rain gods. This weekend,
take pictures.
Oh, this weekend's going to be a nightmare. I'm doing...
one thing.
I'm pulling... because it's going to take me all fucking day.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up the kitchen floor, and we're laying down a new kitchen floor.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
You don't got to work Saturday morning?
Nope. Well, I'm not doing what I normally do for my work. They have me doing something else. And I have not done a minute of overtime since they've had me doing
Good for you.
I was like, this week I got kind of frustrated because every day they send out this, like, this is what everybody's doing tomorrow. And it's, so I, every day I look at the thing and it's like I'm doing the task that I'm not pleased with. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm happy to do anything. It's just, you know, I think I'm good at the other thing that I did. And I don't think I'm great at this.
Right.
And there's a lot that I also can't do. So I have to skip a lot of stuff. So this is a mess. So.
Excuse me.
I ended up texting my boss and I said, "Am I doing this all week?"
Who is like, this?
And she, I texted her in the team chat, and she goes, "Yeah," and I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, thanks." And she goes, "I don't know about next week," so I said, "All right." And now I have a meeting with her on Monday. It's not related.
Like, next week's Easter. I'm busy.
It's not related to my question, but I'm going to... I was like, I don't want her to think that, like, you know, I'm, like, bitching. Because I'm not really. It's just you know, I'm just curious when I'm going to go back to doing the thing I like to do and I'm fairly good at. You know? I don't
know.
Only
time will tell.
I guess. We'll see. Come Monday.
And your vacation coming in May, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's coming soon.
Yes, I can't wait. Nice. I was like, you know, I was before we leave. This is this is what I'm going to leave you with, right? I had to call one of my many supervisors last week, right? So it was like midweek, and she goes, "Well, you know, you're kind of on your own Thursday and Friday because I have a long weekend," and I was like, "Oh." Must be nice.
Lucky.
In my head, I'm thinking, must be nice. Mm-hmm. But I was
How long weekend do you have?
I said, "Oh, okay."
She's going to Vermont to go see the eclipse.
I know. So she goes, "You'll have to ask, you know, so-and-so if you have any questions." And I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." And then she goes, "Yeah, because I was looking at the calendar the other day and I realized we don't have any days off from March until May. I can't be working like that. I need a day off." And I was like, "I'm working like that. Like, I don't get a fucking day off.
Bitch, that work.
I'm not getting a day off." And I'm sitting there thinking, shit, I should put in for some time off. Now, the big boss.
You don't get Easter off. That's a normal day off anyway.
Then our department boss was out yesterday and today. Damn. Got herself a nice long weekend. I said, "Everybody's getting long weekends. I'm not taking any time. I should take some time."
Right. Yes.
Mental health day.
I definitely need a mental health day after the fucking
week.
2 weeks I've had. You kidding me? You kidding me? So.
Public. 424.
Well, I'll get there.
Yeah, no problem.
But you got to tell me if we had a winner this week.
We did have a winner.
We did not.
Congratulations, Yvonne. Again. She guessed Bad Boys, and she won herself 2 gift cards.
That a girl.
Because no one guessed the week before.
Well, she's on a roll.
She is. You know what the funny thing is? She works at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, why are you like, you get a discount anyway, so like, these gift cards are no, but I don't know.
That's funny. So does she get a discount with her car? She could probably get more shit that way.
Probably.
Nice.
So this week's is worth one gift card, Dunkin' Donuts. Comment the name of the movie on the video. If you correct them first, you win. Pretty easy.
You would think.
Winning. Yeah. This one's kind of vulgar, but I'm going to say it anyways. We're all adults here.
Go ahead.
Oh, hey. Trying to suck any dick on your way to the parking lot.
Ooh.
Comment below on the YouTube.
And now that I know what that is.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time in my subi. Yeah. Before I send it down the table, here's your fun fact of the week. Tim Curry was one of the top choices to play Joker in the 1989 Batman film with Michael Keaton.
Really?
But the role went to Jack Nicholson instead. Curry later voiced the Joker in the 1992 animated series, but was replaced by Mark Hamill because his voice was deemed too scary.
Really?
Wow. Lighten up.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good everything. Enjoy the Ghostbusters movie.